Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Friday, March 27th. Welcome to the broadcast. Those of you who are following along at home, doing your own decodes, doing your own research, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including QAnon.pub, QMap.pub, if you have an Android device, and you would like to get notifications when Q is posting. In the Play Store, you can find the QMap and QAlerts apps. If you have an iPhone, you can get the Get Pushed app, then just look for the Q Alerts update in the search window. For those of you who are looking for my book, Calm Before the Storm, on Amazon, they are back ordering a lot of books. Can't get it until April 19th because they're taking care of emergency shipments. This book is also available on barnesandnoble.com. You can go on Barnes & Noble, same price. You can get expedited shipping if you pay a little more for it. They do have much faster shipping on this than Amazon if you're in a hurry to get it. My theme for this broadcast is meet your new Fed chair, Donald J. Trump. All right, so I was not planning on doing a thread today. I did a thread anyway because I connected some dots. Actually, a couple of people on Twitter sent me some information, and it's about the silent war continues. So we'll start with this, and then I'll finish up with today's Q post. So for about a month or so, Q has been dropping clues about the silent war, and most of the posts have the silent war continues. I think the first one was on February 5th, actually. So this is a post from yesterday. And along with that post, yesterday, Q posted infiltration instead of invasion. Well, a couple of people on Twitter doing research said, hey, that is a quote from JFK's speech when he was talking to the press. I'm going to let you listen to this short clip from this speech from John F. Kennedy.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations.
Now, that speech, of course, the larger context of that, it was a message he was giving to the press, and it had to do with national security and the media's responsibility for reporting the truth without leaking information that would be harmful to government or society. You can find this entire speech on YouTube. I'm not going to play the whole thing. It's quite long. I think the entire speech is 13 minutes. But there are some very interesting clues in this speech that Q has been dropping us in hints about. And I think a lot more things connect back to this speech by Kennedy. He gets into discussion of the deep state and a malevolent cabal of people who are essentially fighting against freedom and democracy. And you can find the full text of this speech, the jfklibrary.org/archives. This is a post by Q from, February of 2018. Rest in peace, Mr. President, JFK. Through your wisdom and strength, since your tragic death, patriots have planned, installed, and by the grace of God, activated the beam of light. We will forever remember your sacrifice. May you look down from above and continue to guide us as we ring the bell of freedom and destroy those who wish to sacrifice our children, our way of life, and our world. We the people. Prayer said every single day in the Oval Office. JFK, secret societies, where we go one, we go all. All right. Interestingly enough, today, Bob Dylan released a tribute to President Kennedy. I listened to the song this morning. My friend Pepper posted it this morning on Twitter, and I was scrolling through there, and I was like, wow, check this out. 17 minutes long. It's a tribute to John Kennedy, talks about his assassination, and it is a very I find it interesting that this song is 17 minutes long, and it was released today after Q has been dropping all these crumbs about the silent war, which kind of goes back to Kennedy. Now, speaking of the silent war, if you're not aware of this, Eric Holder has been posting these photos of John and Bobby Kennedy and running his mouth about leadership and how insinuating that Trump is a bad leader. These images to me also look like a veiled threat. That is why I insist and ask people to keep President Trump in prayer, because we don't want anything bad to happen to him. All right, now let's go to the newer information. So today's post is about the Federal Reserve. As a candidate for president, Donald Trump said he did not have a whole lot of fondness for the Federal Reserve. You can go back and find interviews with him. And he just explained that he wasn't a fan of the Federal Reserve, although some conservatives really like the Federal Reserve because it can help control swings in the markets. He was not a fan. Now, the interesting thing is, in that same interview, he shared his thoughts on returning the U.S. to the gold standard. I'll let you listen to this video.
Can you envision a scenario that this country ever goes back to the gold standard?
Well, in some ways, I like the gold standard. There's something very nice about the gold standard. And you have to go back at the right time, like when gold does the old crash show. But there's something very nice about having something solid. You know, we used to have a very, very solid country because it was based on a gold standard. We don't have that anymore. There is something very nice about the concept of that. It would be very, very hard to do at this point. And one of the problems is we don't have the gold. Other places have the gold.
Now, President Trump, at the time, candidate Trump, thought we didn't have the gold to go back to the gold standard. Well, in fact, we do. Get to that in a minute. In July of 2018, Dick Bove wrote this article predicting that Trump would take control of the Fed and that he ought to. And there's a lot of old articles. You can go and just do some research. About Trump, gold standard, Federal Reserve. He's made his views on it known pretty well over the years. If you're interested in knowing how the U.S. might return to the gold standard, the Cato Institute did an analysis of recent proposals, and this is in 1982, so this is an old article, but it is an analysis and summary of proposals on different ways that the United States could return to the gold standard. This is not in any way a settled issue. There are a lot of ways it could be done. Some of the proposals got rid of the Federal Reserve, some kept the Federal Reserve. We actually had the Federal Reserve and a gold standard for a long time. Federal Reserve was established in 1913, and from then through, I think, 1933, we were on the gold standard. So it's possible to have both, but if you're interested in looking, you know, doing some research on proposals of returning to the gold standard, this is I found it to be a very helpful analysis. All right. During a question and answer session on April 19th, 2018, Anand asked if the president planned to end the Federal Reserve. Q replied, "Structure." So the implication there is that rather than ending the Fed, it would be restructured. In a different question and answer session, this is the one from December of 2018, Anand asked, "Do we have the gold?" Q said, "Yes, gold shall destroy the Fed." And actually, according to Statista, the U.S. has the most gold in the world at 8.4 metric tons. China has 9.4. Germany has 3.4. This is as of 2018. And these numbers might be a little bit off because we don't really know if countries are accurately reporting their gold holdings, so it's just a guess. All right, December of 2018 also, Q wrote, "The plan to have the Fed raise interest rates, steep decline beginning in March of 2019 in an effort to kill the economy prior to the 2020 presidential election, is known and is planned for. Structure change coming." Q. So Q has been dropping hints for a couple of years that there's some changes coming to the Fed. Incidentally, also in that December 2018 question and answer session, Q said there's no need to worry about a shutdown of the internet. One of the Anons asked, is internet infrastructure being safeguarded to prevent shutdown? Q wrote, NSA has the ability to overreach hosts. It's possible. And apparently they have some ability to override what local hosts are doing. So I don't think we have to worry about that too much. Also, an Anon asked, should we prepare for some kind of shutdown? This is in reference to power grids. Q said, no. Reports of power grid attacks and needing to prepare for 6 months should be disregarded. While attacks do occur, we're safeguarded by a black eye. And Q never elaborated on what that was. All right, today, Bloomberg financial writer Jim Bianco wrote an article that came to a rather stunning conclusion. His conclusion has to do with announcements by the Federal Reserve that give a lot of control of their operations to the Treasury Department and then indirectly to President Trump, because Treasury Department is part of the executive branch and President Trump is the chief executive. It has to do with a lot of different special purpose vehicles that the Fed has created to create a lot of purchases. They are essentially changing their policies, and they now have open-ended purchases, almost unlimited purchases of assets. Quantitative easing is kicking in. The Treasury, using Exchange Stabilization Fund, will make an equity investment in each special purpose vehicle, and they will be the first loss position. What does it mean? In essence, the Treasury, not the Fed, is buying all of these securities and backstopping the loans. The Fed acts as a banker and provides financing. The Fed hired BlackRock to do the purchases of the securities and handle the administration on behalf of the owner, the Treasury. In other words, the federal government is nationalizing large swaths of the financial markets. The Fed provides the money to do it. BlackRock provides the infrastructure to do the trades. The scheme essentially merges the Fed and Treasury into one organization. So meet your new Fed chair, Donald J. Trump. Interesting developments. In all of this market turmoil, Trump and Steve Mnuchin and the other geniuses that Trump surrounds him with figured a way to get more control over the Fed. So Iron Belly got cued for this post with the quote there. And Q posted a link. This is not another four-year election. Four is in brackets. I'm not sure what the four in brackets is for. Veritas Vital, who's one of the Anons who knows quite a bit about economics and the markets, Trump bought the Fed for pennies on their own BS dollar. And Brendan Dilley, Deep State got the Kennedy Center. President Trump got the Federal Reserve Bank. I told you to trust Trump. Most savage art of the deal in world history. Interestingly enough, everyone's been concerned about the pork that came into the congressional deal that is going to be bailing out people for this coronavirus emergency. Well, Fox News reporting that Trump has appointed John Voight and Mike Huckabee as Kennedy Center trustees. So Trump is going to take some of his friends, put them in the Kennedy Center, and they'll be helping administer all of that. All right, that gets us caught up to Q. Please keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep me and Denise in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.